Hello, and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Videoland. I am your host, Seth Fisher, and with me tonight is...
Jesse Reyes.
Before we get started, there are three things to remember. First, we are critics with attitude, so we aren't always for the faint of heart. Second, there will be spoilers going forward, so please proceed with caution. And third, and finally, please join the conversation on our website at adventuresinvideoland.com or on our Facebook page at Adventures in Video Land.
Great job as always, Seth. And with those formalities out of the way, tonight we would like you to join us. Seth and I want to take you on to another lovely adventure with episode 22.
Yeah.
Deuces, 2018's Accident Man by Scott Adkins. This is our 22nd episode into this beautiful odyssey of violence. Seth, tell us a little bit about this movie, Accident Man.
Well, Accident Man starts Scott Adkins. Listen to this cast, people. This is
pretty stacked.
Not only is this a pretty stacked B-list cast, but this is also a bunch of returning faces from our odyssey of violence. So you've been following along, you're going to recognize a lot of these people. But you got Scott Adkins. You got Michael Jai White.
Yep.
You got Ashley Green from Twilight fame.
Yes.
You've got Ray Stevens from Ahsoka. You've got Amy Johnson and Ray Park.
Yeah. Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul comes into it.
I was going to say, this is wild.
Yeah.
So typical, you've got like this kind of like, kind of secret organization of hitmen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And guy's ex-girlfriend gets killed, and he's on a vengeance mission. And it turns out kind of his quote-unquote team all kind of work together to kill her. So he's got to go up against the team.
Yeah.
And what Scott Adkins' character, like, what's special about it is he is a hitman, but he makes it look like it's an accident every time.
Yes.
And what a fun concept.
Yeah. This is actually, funny enough...
Had you ever watched this? Before?
I have watched this before.
Okay.
This was on my to list once it came out. I watched it immediately because Scott Adkins talked about this a ton because this was like a passion project of his.
Okay.
This is actually a comic book movie, folks. It's based off a comic book.
Really? I was wondering. I wrote that down. This does feel like a comic book.
Yeah, it's a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. It's based off a comic book. Okay. I can't remember who, but... Scott Adkins had a big love for it, and this was like a passion project of his.
Okay.
So you can see, obviously, he brings out a stellar group of people for it. Solid stuntmen, decent actors. And honestly, nobody really dials it in on this film except one person. I really feel like Michael Jai White kind of dialed it in for some of the scenes on it.
Yeah.
But you could tell that everybody was having fun in this film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely could tell everybody was having fun.
This movie is a mix between John Wick, Bullet Train, and Expendables.
Yes.
I think that is like it is this weird kind of perfect amalgam. And what a palate cleanser from last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Our last episode.
From watching Ico and Joe beat the shit out of each other.
Yes.
And everybody in the vicinity to watching this kind of a little more fun,
little
tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jokes, a lot of good banter,
humor,
with some lovely fight scenes.
It's true. And they feel like they're kind of like really, they're flushed out and like, thought through characters.
Yeah, all the characters get a moment. Everybody gets a little moment.
Mm-hmm.
They have the pub.
Yeah.
Even he gets to go through and tell you a little bit about what they do, what their life is.
How they kill.
Mini backstories on everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody gets this little moment, which is great because you get a little more feel for the characters and what happens and why they do it. And everybody comes in having a blast. You can tell pretty much everybody is having a blast in this.
What's your favorite fight?
Oh, okay. So everybody gets kind of like a moment, but I feel like my backup, my runner-up to this one is Michael Jai White and Ray Park versus Scott. That is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
That's my backup fight. It was fun.
With them in the dojo.
Yeah, in the dojo.
Yeah.
They're training.
Yeah.
They go to town. And it's just, they do a great job of really letting, because Ray Park obviously is a stuntman.
Yeah.
And Michael Jai White does some stunts and he's good. Like, he knows how to sell it. They do such a great job of beating each other up.
Yeah.
And really showcasing kind of like what makes them really good. Ray obviously is a lot older.
Yeah.
But he's still got moves. The man still got moves.
Yeah, they looked a little stiff. I'll say that.
A little bit, yeah. But it was...
But they wrote that kind of into their characters. Like, yes. They were, like, you know, former military and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that, so, like, I mean, yeah. they've been through...
Hell and back.
Yeah, they're more... You give them guns and they're kings of the world. Yeah. But my favorite fight definitely would have had to have been Amy and Scott.
Oh, at the end?
The Black Widow versus... Yeah, they do a great job of going back and forth. Amy is a fantastic stuntwoman. And when given the right opportunity...
When he grabs those flowers
and
breaks them over her head, it's just like, jeez, man! There's
there was also a moment they were fighting with the... when he's using the briefcase to fight with her.
Yeah.
In the bat, like in the scene, the one they used, it was a little too close... Mm-hmm. And almost like took Scott's fingers off in one of the scenes. Like he was talking about it back. And I was like, oh, how'd that look? It's like, there you go. It looks good. We'll keep that one. Should we do another take? We don't have to. We can move on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Like he said he could feel the blade come by and he's like, it would have been, it's blunt.
Yeah.
Just but going that but hard. Still, that would have, But I mean, they do a great job. She comes in and she fights hard.
Mm-hmm.
She beats up on him. They get to use a sword. Like, I think that was my favorite fight because they get to kind of move throughout the whole space. They really use the area and they do a fantastic job.
That cool fountain.
Yeah.
That they're fighting near. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scott uses a lot of the air. He's the vase. He uses a briefcase. He's like, the little bust.
Yeah.
I mean, he uses so many things in the fight when she has the upper hand with the sword, which she's really good at. But that was my favorite fight scene. I think it gives Amy Jo Johnston justice that she didn't get in the Lady Blood fight.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. My favorite fight would have been the Michael Jai White versus and Ray Park versus Scott. That I just think that, like, I like when he walks in and I like the inner monologue as he's fighting, that he's explaining like how they fight. And it's like, you know, they're really good, but here's the thing. They're both military trained, and that makes them predictable.
Yeah.
So I know how to fight against that. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. The militaries train a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you would be able to figure that out. So, pretty wild.
Yeah, and it's great because you've got these named actors who are great martial artists, and they really, like, you watch them showcase.
Yeah.
For the most part. And it's fantastic to do. I mean, I loved this film. I love Scott Adkins as I really think he's like the B movie action king.
Gotcha.
Like, he's definitely taken the reins from Van Damme.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Yeah. I mean, he's still doing B movies, but he's like, this was done by his company.
Yeah.
Like, and he's got his fingers all over it, and he really showcases, and they even did a sequel.
Yeah. What was your favorite kill?
I want to say there's so many good ones too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people die in this film.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's kind of the whole point, is that, like, you know, they set us up with everything, and then they kind of just they crumple down everything. It's kind of sad.
My favorite kill has to be, I want to say at the very beginning. It's the very beginning when he botches, when the guy who's supposed to kill him at the money drop botches it and gets killed by Scott Adkins, and Scott kills him, but he sets it up to look like an accident, like he crashes his motorcycle into a car and snaps his neck. He goes, the guy's like, fuck you, I'm not talking, and Scott Adkins karate chops his throat, and he goes, Benz Morgan says, don't worry, mate, I wasn't worried. And he snaps his neck, puts his helmet back on him, puts him into place like he ran into the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes,
I'm not perfect.
He's like, I'm a hitman, not an artist.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, I feel like that was my favorite because it really showcased that he's still, even in the face of like a moment where like everything's fucked up, he's still doing his job for the most part.
He's following his whole, like, how he does things.
His MO,
Yes. Mine would have to be Cliff falling on the axe.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's just so crazy that, like, you know, that, like, for everyone at home, Cliff is basically, like, just Rage Machine.
Yeah.
And he comes in, like, The Shining with an axe at one point trying to kill
The fun Ashley part Green's of it is, character. Like, they point out that he's, like, there's a fine line between, you know, homicidal maniac and serial killer, which this is what Phil is.
Yeah. Cliff.
Cliff, yeah.
It's okay, Cliff. Yeah. Yeah, but I was going to say that, like, yes, that he accidentally gets pushed onto an axe, basically.
Yeah.
Because Scott Atkins' character, I don't think, I don't think that he wants to kill his friends. I think he's just kind of being forced to kill his friends, basically.
Yeah, in the long,
the deeper it gets.
Because when he fights Michael and Ray at the beginning, he just beats the shit out of them.
Yeah.
He doesn't kill them.
No.
He ends up, actually, he only kills one of them because...
Yeah.
Michael Chai White shoots Ray Park in the crossfire.
He does.
Friendly fired him.
I was
just like an American.
Yes. It's sad that it's like, I got kind of a Bullet Train feel from it, you know, with Lemon and Tangerine.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like there's that brotherly love that, so it was kind of sad that they did each other in, basically. Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing at that part because he runs up to Scott. It's like, you made me shoot my friend.
Yeah. That kicked of the grenade was stupid.
Yeah.
I thought they could have shot that better.
Yeah.
It just didn't look like that. It's like, that wasn't going anywhere. I'm sorry, Scott.
Probably a little bit of a timing thing. Like,
yeah.
We just have to get it to work.
I just always think of, you know, Jet Li and Romeo Must Die with the pool ball, where it's just like, looks so good.
And
yeah. Why can't they all look like that? Yeah.
It's Jet.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That is it. And what about your WTF moment?
I want to say my WTF moment was Fallon's intro. Scott Adkins' character is called Mike Fallon. And he kills that look like accidents.
Yeah.
The great part is you get to see him do his job, and he starts with the first guy and he sets him up like a suicide, like he's hanging himself. Yeah. Overworked, corporate guy. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And the next guy, he shoots
car. Yeah.
He shoots a car in the tire, but just enough so it makes it look like the guy hit something with his tire.
He shot it with glass to make it look like that the car hit glass that made it slide into a guy who was sitting there waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, then the death of Milton. Putting on the Band-Aids.
Yes.
Which, funny enough, the Band-Aids are Adkins brand Band-Aids.
Oh, well, look at that.
Little nod.
Look at that.
But yeah, Milton, so one of the guys is he does, like...
He's their middleman.
He's like, Milton's the middleman.
Yeah.
But one of the guys, one of the killers on there...
Fred.
Does different kills, and he kills people in more interesting ways. Like
creative.
He's a little more creative, does a little more... He points out, I'm a finesse killer.
Yeah.
And he had made Band-Aids that people would put on, and they get into the bloodstream and kill
poisons.
Them.
Yeah.
And he used those Band-Aids on Milton
at the end.
And Milton deserved to die.
Yes.
He's a dick. He ruined everything.
Yes. So, what was your WTF moment? I'm sorry.
Oh, my WTF moment was the accident kills.
Oh, okay. Just how he was doing, like, him doing his thing.
Yes, him doing his job. It was just, it was like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah.
It's cool,
though. It was
though.
So cool.
I think
it's
creative. Again, that's really interesting that I didn't look it up. I was just like, man, I wrote it in my notes. This does feel like a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that I could totally see this happening in a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, just how it goes down. My WTF moment is just, like, kind of... When Amy's character at the end says that she helped kill the girlfriend, it's like, was everybody involved in killing this girlfriend? That it's like...
In a way, I feel like
I think that
was,
they
like,
all kind of were involved in doing it. I'm like, that really sucks.
Yeah,
that like all his quote-unquote friends all murdered his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
that it's just like, this is wild.
Which, funny enough, is kind of, you feel like when you're watching it, it's like, you feel like it's like, oh, that's pretty simple as you're hearing us talk about it.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple. Like, you think you kind of get over it because it's their job. Come to find out, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
With his kid.
Yeah.
That's why it really took him to the next level, folks. So, true vengeance.
Yes. So, I guess I'm going to kind of just say that, like, this thing is, it's a pretty solid B flick.
It is a formulaic Scott Adkins.
Yes. Thing. It is, it felt like a guilty pleasure, but it feels earnest, though. Yes, if that makes sense, it's really strange.
Like I gushed about earlier, it is a Scott Adkins passion project film.
Yeah.
But you can, I mean, you honestly can sit back and watch this a couple times and enjoy it every time. There's little pieces to build up. Plus you get, I mean, you get a fantastic cast. You get Ray Stevenson, you know, rest his soul.
R.I.P.
You get him in an amazing role where he's just...
He's the one who taught.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the father figure, kind of, of the whole group. Yeah.
I mean, you get to see Ray Park use his regular voice.
Yeah.
In it. I mean, and you get like a fun group of characters that you kind of watch and you pseudo root for.
Yeah.
Until he goes and you're like, oh, I wonder how this is all going to fall apart on everybody. And it's so interesting how some of the characters get killed, too.
Yes.
It is a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely worth your time.
Totally. Like, there's a lot of Scott Adkins is an underrated action star, and I don't think he'll ever get his due in Hollywood.
John Wick 4.
He got to chew up. He chewed up a scene.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like that's probably gonna be it. Yeah. Unfortunately.
So. Catch them on those direct-to-videos or direct-to-digital now, I guess.
Yeah.
He's got a couple movies.
Yes. All right, dear listeners, that concludes this week's edition of our Odyssey of Violence. This is Seth and Jesse signing off.